I think there's only the only real purpose in doing cover versions is if you think you can bring something to it. Mm. I've never been very in love with my own voice. So if I hear a great singer do a song, I don't think, oh well, I could do that better. What I tend to do is I pick on songs where I can either change the song, or I don't think, I think I can bring something new to it. So, you know, Streets of Laredo, I only knew as a folk song. I also liked the fact that it was anonymous. I liked the fact that whichever path it had taken through the years, because it had different lyrics and different melodies, I liked the idea of adding a little bit to the story, mm-hmm. and adding a little bit so that in over a period of time, your bit might become absorbed into this larger piece. It's kind of a romantic way of viewing what you do. But there are things I would like to cover, and I would do them in a different way. I would like to do, there's a Madonna song, Angel. Mm-hmm. Why am I standing on a... Da-da? I'd like to do that, because I think I could do a good version of it, mm-hmm. different to hers. And there was a Rod Temperton song. It was something off the wall. It was something like Rock With You.
Rock With You.
Yeah.
Your favorite track of
Rock With You,
wall.
Yeah. I like the idea of doing that.
I laughed a lot about the explanation of the expression Romo.
Romo, my dream. Romo, yeah. I can still see him, the Jacksons in the little studio.
Yeah.
God, yeah, Romo.
And
nice.
Everyone could imagine this dream.
Yes, yes, I know. I talk to lots of people and they all say to me, yes, I can sort of, it's sort of weird, but I can sort of picture him. Oh, God. I was obsessed with Michael Jackson at that time. You know, I was kind of interested in him and his sort of otherworldliness, you know, and also the perfection of the records and that sort of... It almost seemed like a very pure approach to making music where you kind of just focused on the one thing, you know. But he's got a bit weirder since then. Mm-hmm.